Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
As we know, over the years, having a good body was everything in professional wrestling. Vince McMahon especially pushed the idea of superhero looks in sports entertainment as being the way, and everybody was promoted as being crazy strong. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you're representing the other end of the spectrum too, and an area we can all enjoy being nerds about is power. Don't pretend you haven't done it with comic books. So I am Simon from What Culture. Always warm up before a workout or say goodbye to your joints, and please do subscribe. And this is the 10 strongest wrestlers in WWE right now. Number 10, Becky Lynch. Physical strength is important, especially in wrestling, and it only takes a quick look at Becky Lynch's Instagram to see that she's smashing it. But do you know what's arguably even more crucial? The strength of the mind. Mental health today is thankfully more out there in the open than it ever has been, and not only has Becky been through that in the past, but think what she must have gone through to have given birth shortly after WrestleMania 36 to return only just a year later. You'd never know this had happened in her past because she's arguably in better shape now than she ever has been. I mean, the hard work is right there on your screen. So an inspiration to many, I am sure. This cannot be overlooked, because it's too damn impressive. Number 9, Omos. I mean, if you were legitimately over 7 feet tall, you're probably gonna be really, really strong. There's just so much of you, and all you have to do is watch Omos on Raw and realize this man has all the power. I mean, look how he throws people around like they're pieces of paper. These aren't small dudes either. During his mini feud with Riddle, who weighs 220 pounds, that guy got manhandled like Omos was just walking through the park. And I bet as time goes on, he starts doing this to bigger and bigger wrestlers. That's basically his whole gimmick. I really do enjoy Omos too. I get that's a weird thing to say, but he gets so much stick, which seems unfair to me. Not everybody has to be doing flippy dippy doo dah stuff. Variety is the key, and I will always enjoy a giant crushing fools under his might. Number 8, Roman Reigns. Back to the whole shebang now, because imagine being 36 years old, surviving leukemia twice, and yet still wrestling and looking more jacked than you ever have done. That is Roman Reigns in a nutshell. That also ties into the mental strength needed to get through all that to begin with, and go watch his matches. I mean, when he fought Big E recently, it's not like he was struggling, and the clue is there in the name, Big E is big. More often than not, you don't get to the top of WWE either unless you can work this power star, because as already mentioned, this is what gets Vince McMahon going. The head of the table also never looks out of sorts no matter who he's facing, so he deserves his shout out. He has also posted a bunch of gym videos where he is just smashing weights like they're nothing. Roman got this stick down. Number 7, Drew McIntyre. This one is very similar to Roman, but Drew McIntyre has the added advantage that he is ridiculously tall. Seriously, if you've ever met him, you know that he just goes up. You know this is true too, because you could move Drew to 1980s WWF, and I don't think he would look that out of place. His size wouldn't stand out as much because everyone was massive back then, but he would still fit in like a glove. What's crazy about McIntyre though is that he can move too. That's where he would have made wrestling his own 30 years ago, and the way he effortlessly overhead belly-to-belly suplexes everyone, it's almost like it's super easy, barely an inconvenience. Don't give me the whole, well, the other guy has to jump too nonsense either. Of course they do. But watch how they fly when McIntyre does this. His opponents almost land outside the ring. He gives them so much momentum. That dude is a monster. Number 6, Bianca Belair. You've always got to take pound-for-pound stats into the equation when it comes to strength. And in many ways, Bianca Belair could be top of that list. I mean, what can't this woman do? We have seen her pick everyone up over her head and hurl them to the side, and when she does this, it doesn't actually seem to faze her. Do not forget that Belair also press slammed Sasha Banks with one arm, and you can do that. Don't pretend you could. Bianca is also a super athlete, and I tell you, her KOD is going to become like John Cena's AA as the years tick by. She will smash it onto people that we never would have thought possible beforehand. For all this and more, if WWE pushes her right, she will be a star for years. Belair has it all. Number 5, Bron Breakker. I mean, he's a Steiner, and we could literally leave it there, and the point would have been justified. You can tell he has all these genes too by watching him walk and talk, and look what he's done in NXT 2.0 already. Not only does he have this explosive power that comes from nowhere, or actually did come from his dad's, well, groinal region, but that press snap slam he does has never looked like it's been hard for him at all. I think he probably does it in his sleep. This bodes well for Bron Breakker, as when he does get called up to Raw and SmackDown, he will have the tools that Vince McMahon likes. But even with that, who isn't into Bron right now? The mass opinion seems to be that he's got everything needed to succeed, and let's hope that is true. Young new stars are what makes wrestling tick. And my word, we know that WWE needs them more than ever at the moment. And before Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley doesn't make sense, which doesn't sound like a very nice thing to say about another human being, but I mean it as a massive compliment. Because he is in his 40s, doesn't look a day older than he did 10 years ago, and he is huge. Like, seriously, I don't get how anyone has been able to hold that much mass for such a long period of time. One reason will be genetics, but with that comes mad strength. I imagine if we saw Bob in the weight room, which you actually can do on Instagram, you would be in awe. And there's a reason people are pumped for Brock Lesnar versus Lashley. It is two super athletes who can throw each other around, and let's face it, not many people can make that claim when they're facing off against the Beast. Lashley has also talked about his lifts over the years too, and every single one is nuts. And once again, go back and watch his matches. Does he ever look like he's struggling to get people up and over his head? Nope. It's also why the Hurt Lock works so well. You can totally believe that if allowed, Lashley would rip somebody's head off. Number three, Big E. We have talked about this. His name is Big E. You don't do that for fun. When it does come to this hero, though, it's more about what he's done away from the ring. A former powerlifter, some of his feats of strength are unreal. The most well-known is when the then NXT star was training in John Cena's gym and smashed their bench press record, and his raw deadlift is 800 pounds. That's 57 stone or 362 kilograms for those around the world, and that is just a silly, silly stat. It's why he's yet another guy who can hit his big ending on anyone, and you're like, yep, that makes sense. And it's this strength mixed with his bizarre sense of humor which makes him the best. He ticks all the boxes. Number two, Cesaro. Just go and listen to other wrestlers talk about Cesaro and his power. Every single one mentions that this dude is ridiculous and has natural born strength. It's true. John Cena was one of these guys who watched the Swiss Superman in the gym once and couldn't believe his eyes, especially as his conditioning was up to scratch too. Cesaro kept on going and going when everybody else was spent and crying for their mothers. Why do you think he started swinging people in the ring as well? Because he could do it no matter whether you were Rey Mysterio or whether you were the Big Show. He doesn't care, around you go. I swear he was just born with that chiseled physique too. I mean, it literally never changes. Number one, Brock Lesnar. We've mentioned him once, but come on now. When it comes to size, to strength, to power, who beats Brock? The answer is no one. It's why it's always hilarious when Lesnar does return to the ring and gets reactions like, man, he looks smaller, and then proceeds to pick grown men up like they're children. Plus, he's in his 40s now, and it doesn't look like he's slowed down to me. It is proper farm boy explosiveness too, which means he was born with it. And go look at Brock when he was 16 years old. He's bigger than all of us now because he is a freak of nature. It seems doubtful Lesnar would still be wrestling in his 50s as the man likes his free time, but I tell you, even if he does, he will remain a monster. It has been this way for 30 years. Even old man Brock will still be able to rip your arms off.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it.
Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.